Biraz Bathroom.
We're back again, another weekend. Welcome to Angeera's Bathroom. Super, it's 93.5 Red FM pe. I'm RG Angeera. Joining me today in the studio, the lady who represents Bangalore, well, Punya Arora in my studio. Hi, what's up?
Hi, Angeera. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. You know, I would start off the show with a lot of things that I have in mind, a bunch of questions that I wanted to ask you. But the first question that is, Punya, we finished this interview. We had a great time walking out of the studio. You see a lottery ticket in front of you worth $10 million. What are you going to do with that money?
Oh.
See, I told you this is going to be different.
I don't know. Oh my God. I think I'd just keep it with me.
Like FD.
No, not FD. Like, I'd just keep it at home. Like Uncle Scrooge, like have that swimming pool filled with notes. I think I'd do something like that.
Yeah? Or you'll have like a bed where you have, like, most people have dead bodies in it, but you'll have cash.
Yeah. Yeah, I would do something like that.
You know, so I had this classmate. Her dad and her mom, they were very thing about both the girls getting married, right? So they had their bed and it was those box beds and they had jewelry in that. And I was like, wow, I've never seen this thing. But talking about Mull, you have the world's best imitation of Mulls. How does that, and where does that come from?
So, my chemistry teacher in school is Malia.
Okay.
And I used to imitate her in school and I used to get in trouble. Now, I still continue imitating her, but now I don't get in trouble.
And it's a piece of what you do in terms of your
content. Yeah, it's one of my characters. So, it's a separate character altogether that I do on stage sometimes, sometimes on Instagram. Her name is but you can call me Miss Lizzie.
Okay, we are going to come back to that. It's going to take me some time to like decipher that. But moving on back to the show, this show is called Angeera's Bathroom. So imagine if you were ever in my bathroom, what is the first thing that you would notice?
I would notice if it's clean or not. Like I feel like I notice if people's bathrooms are very wet or not.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's the place for surfaces to be wet. But it's really off-putting. I like dry, clean.
Yeah.
I judge people based on that a little bit.
I think I judge people who don't wear chappal at home. Like, dude, you go in with that dirty feet and then get into your bed. It's just like, in my head, gross.
Yeah. Dirty feet anywhere.
Well, we started off with a banger and I'm going to, hit on to Bollywood a little bit because we play Bollywood music. Tell me your thought on Bollywood films. Do you watch a lot of Bollywood films?
I watch some, yeah.
Aashiqui doesn't count, but just...
No, in terms of films in general, I watch some.
Okay. And if you had to talk about, say, 2019 or 2020 being, you know, one movie that you really appreciate in terms of art, what would that be?
I really, really loved Andhadhun. It's one of my most favorite films to come out in a while. A lot of humor involved.
Yeah,
I don't want to give away anything for people who haven't seen
it. If people haven't seen Andhadhun after 2 years,
I really
then...
But there's that scene where he's playing the piano and they are cleaning the...
And he's pretending like he really can't see. That's hard, right?
And Tabu and that... Oh my God. I think that's one of my most favorite scenes I've seen in a long time. I've also thought about this in other moments in like if somebody was trying to kill me, I would just pretend to be dead.
Exactly. Not to move right, left.
I don't know how I would do it, but it's there.
My favorite part of that film was when that she just drops that lady off the balcony, you know, Tabu. I'm just like, whoa, that happened. So that was the element of shock.
Tabu is such a great person to do that because she has that right amount of like
mischievous deviousness, yeah. And you'll still want to see her on screen.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And here's what we do on this show. We swing both ways, okay? So first we get you very comfortable and then we ask you all these random questions.
Oh, no.
So I'm going to ask you this question before we roll into the break. When you talk about bathroom, right? People take their newspapers inside, which I think is really ridiculous because I can focus on one thing at a time. But if imagine you took a newspaper into Angeera's bathroom or your bathroom, for instance, out of the three things that I would give you as a choice, what would resonate with Punya Arora? The caste system that's been talked about a lot these days, would that interest you? Would it be something that you supported? Would it be the hashtag love jihad that people are on and on about? Or would it be the increasing violence in terms of women and children in our country?
I feel like all three are something that are very, very important and I would like to know more and support all. But very, very close to my heart from, I think, the day I was born is the women issue and the violence towards women. So my mom is a single parent and when I was born, the guy that I was born to wanted a son. We are in the now. of course, I assumed that by this time, this beta chahiye mentality wouldn't be there anymore.
Right.
And I decided to write a one-hour comedy special based on my life. And I was shocked to find out that this is still happening
very
now.
Much, yeah.
Very, very much.
Which is why the beti bachao, beti padhao also exists.
But also in families where you don't expect it to happen. Like people are thinking, oh, ye villages mein ho raha hai, rural India
mein.
Nahin,
shahar mein ho
raha hai. Ye yahan ho raha hai, hamare gharo mein ho raha hai. It's in your house, it's in my house.
True.
And it's something that irks me so much because you see so many women who are killing it, who are doing well. And I'm not somebody that's going on to say, oh, women are better than men. That fight is elsewhere. I'm
done
just
with.
Saying, leave your women alone, man. Like, why do we even have a Beti Bachao, Beti Padhao?
Campaign in the first place.
We should not have it.
Exactly.
It's like saying, don't forget to wash your hands in the bathroom. Hello, it's your hands. Nobody should have to tell you
Correct.
This. The fact that we need to have it, I feel like everybody needs to stop and look at what's going on.
The reality itself.
Yeah, the reality of the situation, it's scary.
So we are going to start the FFF section. Okay, it's I know what you're thinking, but it's called the fastest single first. Here's the game rule. So you play this Malayali character.
Yeah. Elizabeth Marwa Kurwa Kerel. Bapchi, you can call me Mr. Lizzie.
Lizzie. Ah, I got that. Yes. Okay. So you'll have to just answer all the questions.
Hey, so you want me to be Mr. Lizzie? My better version.
Okay. Are you ready?
I am, of course, born ready.
Your favorite recent Bollywood artist and their song?
I always hand you completely Arijit. You know, I have a special corner in my heart for him. So.
Okay. The singer you think needs an alternate career.
Don't tell him I said this, please. Because otherwise he's very good looking. Farhan Akhtar. I know he calls himself a singer and now you are looking very shocked.
The most inappropriate nonsense song that, you know, according to me, there are plenty in Bollywood. But according to you, that one nonsense. I also feel like talking in your accent now.
Go for it. This is very addictive.
It is very addictive. So that one inappropriate nonsense song.
Oh, there are so many, Angela. You are right. See, that my problem with this song is that it gets stuck in your head and it doesn't leave you. When you are trying to sleep, it will start playing in a loop. Eh? That song is, and it has no sense in the lyrics. Eh? You please tell me, what is it? Tera pyar 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 ukaba. Hello, what does it mean? Complete nonsense.
Okay, that's your song. The next question, Miss Lissy. If you were shipwrecked on a deserted island and all your human needs, just like your food, your water was given to you, what are the two things that Miss Lissy would take with her?
I would take my swimming costume.
Okay, wow.
Of course. Huh? What am I swimming in my sari? Of course not. I like to wear a two-piece, whatever that bikini shoot, whatever.
Bikini shoot.
Of course. And I have everything, food, everything.
Everything in food and water, basic human need.
Oh, okay. Bed and all is there.
Yeah, okay. Nobody's ever asking bed and all is there.
I need to know what the comforts are available to me. And no other human being, no?
No. You can take anybody you want. I can take
anybody.
Santa Claus also, yes.
Oh, can I take this Lucky LA younger version?
Yes. Okay. If he's available.
It is hypothetical, no? So of course, I will take you're so beautiful. I want to drown in his eyes and voice and everything.
Okay, I'm going to wrap up with the last question that we have. If Miss Lizzie had a choice between two superpowers where she could fly or she could be invisible, what would you choose? I already think I know your answer, but I'm going to wait.
I would want to be invisible.
I knew it.
I wanted to be unpredictable.
But don't you think it's creepy to be like invisible, just go like show up?
Oh, that's exactly why. I just want to be creepy and I don't want to be purposely creepy. Of course, I have the superpower now. Hello, how can I help it? But I just want to be invisible and just appear behind people in different situations.
But they won't be scared because they can't see you. You're invisible, no?
But can't I make myself visible and again
No,
invisible?
The point is invisible. What is this? No,
I cannot choose. Then it is not a superpower. It is a super useless, Angela. That is what you are giving me. You are giving me a super useless.
I cannot stop laughing. This is going crazy. Miss Lizzie, thank you so much. Punya Arora with me, in case you guys are wondering what really happened in Angela's bathroom. That was just phenomenal. I've not laughed so much in a while. Talking about the pandemic, what did Punya Arora do?
So I tried doing a few online shows on Zoom.
How did that go for you?
It crushed my soul and spirit. The good part is that people from anywhere in the world could log on and things like that. It was a bit soul-sucking, honestly, with somebody's cooker whistle going and just about to get your punchline, somebody's kid running across, somebody, hey, chukkar ye. It's just, it was not...
too much happening.
Yeah, and already with live shows, you have to keep so much in mind. Kisne blender chala diya, kahin se wo ho gaya, somebody cough, your everything has to work, your can you hear me? Like 5 minutes of Zoom is just going, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Is it okay? Is everything working? Talking to a bunch of names, I mean, it's just, the whole thing was just not fun.
So you are waiting for live shows to come back again?
Yes, and few have started. I've done 2 so far and they were nice. Of course, we have to also be careful about, like, you know,
keeping your distance also.
Yeah, things like that.
Talking about work, earlier last year you were writing a script for Netflix. How did that go for you? Give us a little bit about that.
I was one of the writers for Masaba Masaba.
And I absolutely love that. I'm going to tell you this.
Thank you. I'm so happy to hear that.
You know, when I saw it, I'm like, what is this show going to be about? But when I saw it, I'm like, wow, this is... And I actually follow like both of them personally, Reena ji and Masaba.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, wow, this is crazy.
Yeah, and you know what was really interesting is that this is the first time it's happened where we've taken true stories but fictionalized the show.
Right.
So there is some amount of truth, but some of it is a fiction.
Right.
So it's like a mixture, but the show is in itself a fiction show. The audience doesn't know which part of it is true, which part of it isn't. Like, for example, that post that Neena ji made, saying that I'm a good actor in Bollywood and I need work, and then Masaba ji posted it.
Yeah.
That's actually true.
Main Delhi mein nahi rehti thi, kaun kehta hai? It's too funny, that
show. It was an all-women show and that was really cool as well.
I think it's really cool. Also, with 2021 in, do you have anything that you want to reveal to us?
I can't right now, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
When somebody asks you, what do you do?
Their response is usually, tell me a joke. People think that because you're a comic, you just walk around laughing, telling people jokes. I'm stopping people on the road and saying, hey, come here, I'll tell you jokes. So people just assume that.
Yeah. But what makes Punya Arora laugh? As a comedian herself,
I have some favorite comics. My favorite humor is British humor.
Right.
And so...
is dead baby jokes.
I love dead baby jokes.
Okay.
But I like really dry humor.
Right.
Like very sarcastic.
I get it. Huh?
That kind of humor. So that's more my space that makes me laugh.
Talking about your personal life, do you use it a lot in your content?
Yeah, my content is mainly from my personal life.
Because I love your, what is that?
Okay.
Purushka sperm, you know, like, I died. I was like, because I'm Bengali, right? Like,
oh, okay.
Yes. So when I saw that, I'm like, okay. Shayan and I were watching it, so that's
that's a real video that I watched. And I have this one-hour show called Meri Maki, which is entirely about my mom being a single parent and how I've never met my dad. I talk about them through humor.
And talking about your career, you've been quite prevalent for a couple of years now. But when you talk about the most memorable moment in your career so far, what would that be?
So it was when I was performing Meri Maki and my mom was in the audience. So after the show, what happened was, of course, I went to hug my mom and she was crying, having this moment. And so a lot of times people come to you after the show and say, hey, great show, this, that. After my show, they were going to my mom and they were like, oh my God, you're so amazing and such a great story about you. That's been one of my favorite moments.
So you've been a fighter all your life. For most people who don't know, Punya is really, really, you know, against all the odds, you have made a name for yourself. You're a person and I absolutely love that about you. Do you look back into your life and wish something's changed or were different today?
We were talking about this earlier where you said you are where you are because of everything you've
of
been
certain
through.
Things, yeah.
And that's really what I think. There were times when I was going through something difficult where I was saying, why me? And I wish this wasn't happening. And why is this happening to me? But now when I look back, I wouldn't want to change a thing because all of those things made me. The only way to grow as a person is to go through good things, bad things, a mixture of both. So no, I would not like to change anything.
Wonderful. And we love you just the way you are. Punya, this leads me to a question which may be a little sidelined out here. But you know, today I'm somebody who really believes in mental health with the kind of pressure that you have in social media, with people who are, you know, around you constantly. There's so much pressure in different, you know, phases in your life. So what do you think about mental health?
I think it's something that needs more importance and more understanding.
And there's a reason people are talking about it.
Yeah. Read about how it is to deal with a person who has mental health issues. The very important, the very obvious is to seek out help, talk to people. All of that is there.
As a lady, as a woman, you are traveling to different places with an open mic or even later after that set. You know, do you have people heckling you or do you have people like sending you random texts? Or
sometimes I just don't even want to go to that other messages folder. Just...
I know exactly what it is. First of all, I'm like, bro, this is not English.
Yeah, just the amount of high friendship is just...
Why did you use it? It's too funny. I can send you some of mine also.
Because, yeah, I just don't even want to go there anymore. It's that
done
almost.
And dusted movie. Yeah. Have you been heckled at in a show?
I have. Funnily enough, I was doing a joke where I'm talking about my mom, and somebody from behind started abusing. I won't say the abuse, but it was that maa bhen ki gaali type. And it was so jarring for me because I'm like, hey, wait a minute. I'm talking
teri
about... Yeah, I was like, I'm talking about my mom. Meri maa ki. Teri nahi.
Which part didn't you get? Yeah.
Of course, that person was very drunk and usually it comes from that space. The thing with heckling is that sometimes it's like wanting to be part of the show.
Or just to get the attention.
Yeah, like I've gotten positive heckling sometimes where somebody sitting in the audience is just agreeing with me. Yeah, yeah, you're right. Yes, happened to me. And you know, I don't need that feedback. Yeah. But I know it's coming from a nice place only, but it's also disrupting the show because it's like disrupting my flow.
Out of nowhere, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you this before we, of course, wrap up. What is the funniest joke Punya Arora has ever heard?
I'll tell you my favorite joke. Oh, but then, if you can't use it, tell me. Okay. I'll think of another. It's not very non-veg. Like an auntie, I'm telling you, itna nahi hai, theek hai, it's okay. Itna to chalta. Three sardars were sitting in a tub and feeling happy. And after some time, Happy got up and left.
Oh! I get it.
It's my most favorite joke since the first time I heard it.
That's sorry. Okay, I'll give you that. Punya, first of all, thank you again for joining us. I had an absolutely awesome time. But if Punya had to go back a few years and advise her younger self about something, what would that be?
Oh man, this is something I'm trying to learn even now. But stop being so hard on yourself. Stop criticizing yourself so much. And I would really like to tell my younger self, the dialogue in your head, make it kinder. Be kind to yourself. Just look at yourself with the same kind eyes that you look at other people with.
Right.
Like if a friend did something off or made a mistake, I'd be like, hey, no worries, you'll be fine, don't worry, this happens. But if I did something, I'd be like, how could you do this?
Beat
oh my god.
About it,
yeah, that's what I would tell my younger self.
Wonderful. And a big shout out to all the listeners out there. Hope you guys enjoy the show just as much as we did putting this out for you. We'll be back with more episodes. Follow me, I'm RG Angira. Check out this video, of course, on our Red FM Bengaluru page. We'll be back again with more music. You guys enjoy the ones that are coming by, and bajati raho.